Wolf by Gillian Cross.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Gillian Cross has been writing children's books for over 15 years. Before that, she took English degrees at Oxford and Sussex universities, and she's had various jobs, including working in a village bakery and being an assistant to a Member of Parliament. She's married with four children and lives in Warwickshire. Her hobbies include orienteering and playing the piano. "Of course, Cassie never dreams," Nan always said. "She has more sense, to be sure. Her head touches the pillow and she's off, just like any other sensible person. There's been no trouble with dreams, not since she was a baby." Chapter 1. He came in the early morning, at about 2:30. His feet padded along the balcony, slinking silently past the closed doors of the other flats. No one glimpsed his shadow flickering across the curtain or noticed the uneven rhythm of his steps. But he woke Cassie. She lay in her bed under the window and listened as the footsteps stopped outside. There were two quick light taps on the front door, then a pause, and then two more taps, like a signal. Cassie sat up slowly. She heard the door of the back room open and Nan come hurrying out. Not running, nurses never run, except for fire or hemorrhage, but crossing the tiny hall in two quick strides. The front door handle clicked, but no one spoke, and no light from the hall showed under Cassie's door. He came in.